I can't tell you what's going to happen in this case. The oral arguments were in early September. They've added a new judge to the court since these oral arguments happened. So it's really hard to tell you with any definitiveness what's going to happen. I do have a prediction. I'm going to give it to you about halfway through the speech. The first half of the speech is going to be generally what happened at oral arguments, some information about the briefing. I'm going to give you my prediction of what the next 2 years of this case are going to look like. And then the second half of the speech, I think, hopefully will give you some guidance on how to deal with or how to I don't even know how to say it. The second half of the speech is a lot of the arguments that came out of the appellate brief that I wrote for the Austin IPLA. I'm chair of the amicus committee at the Austin IPLA, which is how I ended up giving this speech on lighting ballast. But the second half of the speech is going to talk a lot about where to go in order to persuade a district court or the federal circuit, because I really think the big driver in claim construction may be the Supreme Court. And I don't think we spend enough time thinking about the Supreme Court's precedent when we're doing claim construction at the district court level or when we're appealing to the federal circuit. So let's get into this. So lighting ballast is essentially a Sibor redo. Sibor came out in 1998. It was the first en banc that I worked on as a clerk. I remember it very, very well. And I am kind of emotionally attached to it. I think the law ought to stay de novo review. But a lot of people disagree with me. You will recall, under Sibor, no deference is given to anything the district court does in relationship to a Markman hearing, claim construction, any of it. A lot of people dislike the Sibor standard.